Welcome back to In Depth. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. This is Ian, once again, hosting the show. And my second guest today is Eve McEnany from Arts for the Schools. Eve, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming in. And we haven't had you in yet, and I'm ashamed to admit that, because you do wonderful work with this organization, but you're actually based more in the Truckee area, are you not?
We are. We have been talking for the last several years about working more with the Reno schools. We definitely feel like there's a need. There's also Sierra Arts Foundation down here, though.
Right.
They do wonderful work with the schools, similar to what we do in one of our programs. So, you know, we would always want to support partners that are already here.
For sure. It's good to collaborate, too.
Absolutely.
I feel like we're a very collaboration-heavy city.
Absolutely.
Which is really beautiful.
Yeah. I worked in Reno for many years. I've always lived in Truckee, but I worked in Reno at nonprofits down here for about 7 years. And I found that to be true. Absolutely.
Beautiful. And actually, that kind of goes in my next question, which is, what is your background?
Well, what brought me to this organization? My background is really varied, I'll say. Just like
that's what I like. Varied is good. You're good at a number of things.
Right. Yeah. What brought me to Arts for the Schools is I actually grew up dancing, and music and drama and dance were a big part of my family's life. I had a grandmother who was a dance teacher, and those were the kind of nerdy things we did as a family. We would get together and rent like a senior hall, a senior citizen's room or dance hall. And that's what we'd do for family reunions and get togethers. So when you grow up in that environment, or we'd put on a family play, or I just kind of fell into it. Mm-hmm. And then I did it in high school, dance and drama. And then I went to college and did that as well.
Very cool. So it's kind of lent itself to working with this very arts oriented organization.
Yep.
And what is your specific role, actually?
I am the executive director. So much like a small business, you kind of, when you're the executive director, you kind of do everything.
Yeah, right. Jack of all trades.
Yes, absolutely. So I just oversee the organization and the programs.
Beautiful. And how long have you been the executive director?
I've been there since 2014. I started in the spring of 2014. I've been involved for 5 years, though. I actually started working with the organization as a consultant and volunteer in 2013.
All right, cool. Well, let's get the actual nuts and bolts of the organization itself, Arts for the Schools. I mean, it's kind of self-explanatory in the title, but what do you do?
Right. Well, the only part that varies from For the Schools is what we do for the public. And that's where it gets a little confusing for people because our name is so literal.
Right.
But we do work with the schools. We've been doing that for 33 years. At this point, we work with about 25 schools, and we actually provide the arts education for those schools. So we say we fill the gaps because we do fill the gaps. We go to a school to provide a music teacher if the school can't provide a music teacher.
Wow.
We go to the school to provide visual arts teachers if that school doesn't have the capacity to provide that. But we're not there to replace credentialed teachers. We're there to provide it if the school can't provide it.
Okay, very cool. And I mean, sad state of affairs. It's been going on forever, but it feels like in education, if they need to cut funding, it's always the art stuff to go. It's the first to go.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I find, you know, it's really interesting because I see a push in the advocacy, in education advocacy right now, that people are finding that the arts programming is pretty vital to the school system. You know, there's a recognition that kids need more, you know, or they need it to be more integrated, in my opinion. And so there's a big push, and we've seen some success in California. I don't know much about the status in Nevada, so I'm not certain, but we're part of a network called the California Alliance for Arts Education.
Okay.
And we're working with the California Superintendent of Schools and some other folks to get more arts education.
Beautiful.
And we're working across California to do that. It's a county-wide coalition. Or it's coalitions that are county-based.
Okay.
So there's one in each county across the state. And so we've seen a lot of movement. I think we could talk all day about the importance of it.
Yeah.
And the reason why is because we're seeing police in schools. We're seeing a lot of solutions to problems that are happening when really I think what we need to be doing is we need to have more arts programs, and we need to have more counselors, and we need to be talking to these kids. You know, we need
to get ahead of the problem before it becomes a problem.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And art helps with that. I can personally attest that I would have no interest in high school back in the day if I didn't have choir for zero period.
Really? Yeah.
Period,
yeah.
You know?
I'm the same. I had dance for early bird, and then I had another dance class during school, and then I was in the band.
Right on.
And those were all things that, you know, I probably shouldn't, my family wouldn't want me to say this, but, you know, I skipped English class.
That's after the fact, I think you're
right. But I would never miss those classes, and they did keep me there, and they kept me connected to the school.
Right on. So Arts for the Schools, is there particular, I guess, designations of art that you specialize in, or is it any and all? We're talking dance or visual or what have you?
Yeah, Emma, we're so broad at this point after 33 years. So yeah. We have visual arts curriculum where we hire professional art teachers, visual artists to come in, and they teach a standards-based curriculum. So that is, you know, to the education standards, and so, as if there was a credentialed art teacher teaching it.
Okay.
Then our performing arts program, it's pretty broad. Our performing arts program is where we hire artists from all over the world. So, you know, we've brought in, last year we brought in some amazing brass band from Romania. We brought in 19 Chinese drummers from Shanghai. None of them spoke English. That was really interesting.
That was
week.
An interesting situation.
and so it's all over the board. It's music, theater, dance. Because those are in education standards, we tend to book artists in music, theater, and dance. But we do poetry. We do other forms of art as well.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. So how funding? How was funding done for you guys?
Yeah, it's a mixed bag, right?
Yeah, I bet.
Like every nonprofit, we work really hard to raise money so we can bring this to the schools. And so we write grants, we ask for sponsorships, we host events, ask our aunts,
send us a $20 check.
Yeah, our grandmothers to piece it together.
All right, very cool. And speaking of events, Contratiempo is their name. And the LA-based dance company is going to do a big performance.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
They are amazing. I find them very interesting. I've actually never seen them live. I've just seen a video. We tend to try to book people that we've seen live, but I've seen their shows, videos of their shows, and they're really amazing and powerful. I don't want to speak on the artistic director's behalf because I think they always have a vision for every piece they choreograph.
Right.
But this one has some themes that I think are really important to our region. So, issues of water conservation, issues of environmental solutions. But it's also about the complexity of race right now in America.
Right.
And it's a pretty powerful show. We're really excited to have them come up. And they're going to work in 5 different schools when they're here. And then they're going to do a public show on Friday night, April 27th.
Very cool. And where is that going to be?
That is going to be at North Tahoe High School Theater.
Okay.
So a little bit of a drive for the folks in Reno, but I encourage you to come up. See, we got some sunshine now, so the roads aren't bad.
Finally, yeah.
and just come up and see an amazing show over in Tahoe City.
Very cool. And so this is fundraising for you guys.
It is. Yes, in a sense. So what it is the public show, so we call it our on-stage live program. We consider it a program. It's part of our mission to bring this type of art and cultural arts to the region. We think it's really fundamental for our community connections and our conversations that we're bringing this art. But every dollar, right, that we make from the ticket sales, it goes right back into funding what we're doing in the schools.
Okay.
So in that sense, it's not a fundraiser in the sense that, you know, we're throwing an event to raise money for the organization. It's a show that we do sell tickets to, and that money goes back to the schools.
It's just kind of an incidental, like, I'm going to use this money towards something towards a good cause.
Exactly.
And you, how many events do you have, like, a year? Do you already have a set amount that you kind of plan in advance, or you just kind of take them as they go, and you get in contact with certain arts organizations or dance companies?
Yeah. You know, we actually have a network of agents we work with new agents all the time, too, but after 33 years, I mean,
I'm sure you have a Rolodex of people.
I can't take credit for that. You know, it was our founder, Terry Yagura, but we now just get phone calls. You know, we're just in kind of everybody's database in the country, and we get calls every day, and they're pitching new artists to us. We also go to conferences that are in the West and both out in New York City, and that's where we get to view them live. So we get to see the artists and kind of talk to them and their agents.
That's really cool. So how can people find out more about you?
We, of course, have a website and we have, you know, social media channels. So you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Our website's, it's kind of easy. It's our name, but it's long, artsfortheschools.org. And we do actually about 12 events a year for the public.
Oh, very cool.
So you can just, you know, if you're interested in seeing great shows and, you know, cultural arts, please look on our website and find out what we're doing.
Very cool. And actually, before I let you go, what the Breakfast Club?
Yes.
What is this? You have some certain programs that you've set up. The Breakfast Club is one of them.
It is. So we've talked about the other three already, the performing arts, the onstage live, and the visual arts.
Well, there we go.
Yeah, we've touched on all of them.
I didn't even know it.
Right, cool. Exactly. The Breakfast Club is something that we're just launching. We've been trying to get it off the ground for the last year. What this is we want to provide a space for students like yourself, you were talking about in high school, and me, you know, to be able to kind of curate their own art, but to do that with some direction, you know, to do that with some resources and support. So we are trying to get local kids involved in coming together to put on their own concert and do their own, curate their own art shows.
All right. Well, that's a really cool idea.
Yeah, we're excited.
Well, how can people just donate to you directly, by the way?
Absolutely. You can donate on our website, artsfortheschools.org. There's a tab under Give, and you can donate, make an online gift. You can always mail us a check, and our address is on our website as well. Or just come and see a show. You know, I mean, buying a ticket helps.
Definitely. Thank you for coming in. Anything we haven't discussed?
So. No, thank you so much for having us.
Of course, Eve McEnany from Arts for the Schools. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.